the coverage of the internet by the media in particular was focusing almost exclusively on the internet as a business opportunity, as a commercial space. And we wanted to say what we thought every user of the internet knew, which is, yeah, business is great, we're glad it's there, but that's not what's driving us. It's not what's driving people onto the internet. It's not why the internet is transformative, and transformative of our lives and our culture. I mean, it's a really important thing. So absolutely, the bubble came and went, but Clue Train was not about the bubble. It wasn't saying what's important about the internet is that lots of dot-coms are going to start up. It was saying the opposite. It was saying that what's important about the internet is that it's a place in which human beings get to speak in their own voices about what matters to them, as opposed to having to listen to broadcast TV and radio, as opposed to having only published, paper-published journals to read. This was our chance. This was our space to talk about what mattered to us and to connect with other people. Seems to me that that's, if I'm correct in my memory of what the book said, that this is exactly what has continued to be important about the internet. And blogging, to come back to blogging, and blogging, which we didn't know about in 1999, is a wonderful example of what we were trying to say we thought the value of the internet was. The web is going to force changes in public relations and blogs as a part of that. But it's before blogs, public relations was already, the techniques and the assumptions of public relations already didn't make sense for a networked world. The assumption had been that, this is for about 100 years, that businesses correctly thought, that they could control much of their market by selectively releasing information. The businesses were the only ones with information about their products. If you wanted to know about the products or services, you had to go to the company, and they would tell you only what they wanted you to know. And in that environment, you can shape messages and try to influence behavior that way. There's a great cost to doing that. There's a social cost to doing that. It's a very alienating technique. It moves people away. It distances them from the products and the company because nobody likes being messaged. Nobody likes receiving these simplistic ideas that everybody knows aren't realistic, which is why marketers have had to try to force messages on us every place that they can against our will, in advertisements, in billboards, and with the internet in general, and then blogging in particular, markets are networked. They're in conversation. They're literally talking with one another. And it turns out, not surprisingly, well, maybe a little surprisingly, that networked customers know more about products than the businesses do. We're more honest with each other, for one thing. We don't have any self-interest the way businesses, even the best-intentioned businesses, do. We tell each other the truth. We do so in ways that are interesting to one another, because that's, we stop listening. We have conversations that are interesting, or we give up on them. And it turns out that because networked markets are so large, they contain people who are amazing experts, and we listen to them and we learn from them. So networked markets literally know more than the companies do. And so the old techniques of marketing, including PR, that tries to control markets by limiting knowledge, that's over, doesn't work anymore. It is a very different way of thinking. There have always been better and worse PR companies. There are some that are cynical and ruthless and only are interested in shaping a message, no matter how false it is. There aren't many that are that depraved. They had served other roles as well in advising companies on how to and how to talk and how to communicate and what people will hear when. So it's not all as starkly evil as the worst of PR is. I mean, the worst of PR, from my point of view, shows up in politics, where the effect isn't simply that you buy a brand of soap that you didn't really want, but your democracy is destroyed. So, I mean, there are examples of terrible, terrible PR. I think most of the PR companies are not like that. They're far better than that. But yes, it is a very difficult thing for the public relations industry to unlearn the lessons that it's been learning for 100 years. My view is that those who do not unlearn those lessons will not survive.